Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Right. Welcome to episode 133. Love you all. Thank you for subscribing. Thank you for listening. And with this episode, I want to do something super simple. I want to remind you of something that I think a lot of us, myself definitely included, tend to forget. It's easy to forget. It's easy to sweep this truth under the rug. But I think the great news is that once you remember this and once you remember it for good, it really does change things. Once you come to realize that you truly do in your life deserve more and deserve better from everything and every aspect, from your life, from the people around you. Once you realize that and once you truly live that, then you have no choice but to find the courage, the stubbornness, the drive, the motivation to live that life. You'll come to do that naturally. All because of this one simple realization that I want to talk about quickly in this episode. So very excited to talk about this. It's just a super simple thing about deserving more. And I want to start this episode real quick by saying thank you, by saying that I love you all. Seriously, you make the podcast, doing the podcast so fun and rewarding. Like I say all the time, you know, I started doing this podcast for me, for myself, to challenge myself, to grow myself, and having you all there along the way, supporting me, giving me feedback, sharing the podcast, like that's just been so incredible, so crazy. So seriously, I just wanted to say that. Thank you. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for the ratings and reviews. Thank you for subscribing. It really does mean a lot to me. And I think it is a testament, I think, for both of us, myself as a podcaster, as a writer, as the resident dude bro guy, and you as a person who, you know, wants to live your best life, to know yourself better, to be happier. I think it's a testament to both of us of what happens when you believe in something. What happens when you believe in yourself and your power, your individual power to grow. So I'd say kudos to you for listening and thank you. So I can't wait to continue to grow right there alongside of you together. And of course, the always present ask of me to you, you know, I don't do sponsors or anything like that right now, is that if you can drop a rating and review for the podcast on Apple Podcasts, I'd really appreciate it. Or just give me a follow on Instagram at case.kenny so I can thank you for subscribing. Either way, I appreciate you and I'll hop right into it. Like I said, you know, for this episode, I want to do something simple. I want to remind you of something that personally I had forgotten for quite some time. And I want you to remind yourself of this. And I think once you remember this, it'll really kind of excite you. It really will. But as I said, it's something that we all tend to forget. We tend to forget it because it's easy. It's easy to forget. It's easy to forget that we deserve more. Like each one of us, we deserve more. We deserve better. And I think we really, really do. And I'll tell you why I say that, why I think this is a universal truth in a minute. But the matter of fact is that we forget this truth. We forget this truth while we're just busy living our lives. And we're just busy looking out, observing other people. Like, think about it. Like, as I'm scrolling on Instagram, it's so easy for me to look at so-and-so influencer with a million followers hanging out in Greece in Mykonos, or so-and-so entrepreneur buying a new Lambo, or XYZ model out and about in Miami just having the time of their life. And my natural reaction is like, oh, wow, yes, you know, you are so successful. You are beautiful. You are talented. You deserve all the best things in life. You deserve the attention. You deserve the fame, the money, the happiness, the fulfillment. Like, you deserve it. You go. That's awesome. Mr. Influencer, Mr. Entrepreneur, Mr. Mrs. Celebrity, whoever. But like, that's kind of a that's kind of a fucked up reaction, don't you think? I don't even know these people necessarily, but here I am just assuming that they deserve more and better and bigger and greater just because. And like, we comment on their photos. We're like, yes, queen, you know, amazing. You're doing amazing, or whatever. And like, you all, for example, are so incredibly kind to me on Instagram. You comment all the time and tell me, you tell me, Case Kenny, that I'm doing great and that I'm inspiring people. And I get all these just insanely humbling DMs, and that's great. And that's really, yes, I really do appreciate that. But, you know, we all have this tendency to deflect worthiness to other people. Deflect worthiness to other people, away from ourselves to other people. Like, I do it too. I look at these people on Instagram or YouTube or in the news, in the headlines, wherever, and I'm like, yes, yes, you know, you deserve all the best things in life. Look at you. You're amazing. You deserve it. But then I think about it, and in my life, like, I don't have nearly that much conviction that I deserve the same. And like, it's weird, right? It's weird. And it begs the question, why should someone else, why should that person deserve more in life and me, you know, not so much? It's weird. Like, why am I so low on the worthiness totem pole? Why do I assume that little old me is less worthy, less deserving of more and better of all those things? And that's a question that I asked myself, and I'm always asking myself, but in particular, you know, I asked myself this question a couple years back, and I came to realize that relative to everyone else, everything, everyone that I saw, everything that I observed in my heart, in my mind, in my soul, I had for some reason come to the conclusion that I was less deserving of more and better in my life, that other people deserved more and better and bigger simply because of, you know, who they were, who they are, what they've done, how they look, their wealth, their personality. Like, can you relate to this? That other people deserve happiness and love and success because, you know, you can't always put your finger on it, but just because they're a certain way or they've done a certain thing. And then it's like, it's no shock to you that you're not always confident, that sometimes you have self-esteem issues, that sometimes you feel lost or wandering, all because for some reason you don't think you're worthy of more in life. For some reason, you don't think you're worthy of being happier, more successful, of getting what you want, of dreaming big and getting those things. But I'm here to tell you, to remind you of something that I think is so important. It's so important for you, for us, for me, as a foundation to living a full life. That, again, you know, you can want to grow. You can want to set goals and crush them. You can want to find love, to be happy and become more, all that. But unless you believe you deserve those things, like truly deserve those things, you're always going to be fighting yourself on that journey. So that's all I want to do with this episode, is to remind you that you deserve more in life. You deserve all the things you see in other people and think they deserve. You deserve all the things you wish you could have, but for some reason have always thought those things will elude you because you're not deserving of them yet. And I'm here to remind you that you do deserve those things. You do deserve to fall in love. You deserve to wake up one day and know you're with the right person and never have to doubt that. You deserve to be confident, to walk in a room and not feel anxious or less, or that you need to prove yourself. You deserve to set a goal, like a big goal, a scary goal. But you deserve to have faith in yourself and a strong sense of hope in knowing that you can find a way to accomplish it. I think you deserve amazing friends who support you, who challenge you, who build you up. I think you deserve to live without self-doubt, that no matter what you do, no matter how many times you have to start over or take a wrong turn, that you have what it takes to adapt and keep going. And most of all, I think you deserve, above everything else, to be happy. You deserve to find joy and magic in life that you once thought was reserved for more worthy people. You deserve to go to sleep with a smile on your face and wake up with the same smile, knowing that you are deserving of amazing moments, amazing people, moments and people that make you happy and make you believe in the beauty of your life. Like, seriously, I'm so big on this, on knowing deep down that you deserve those things. And old me probably would have heard what I just said and been like, ah, okay, Case, that sounds, you know, awfully poetic. It sounds like a fairy tale. That, oh yeah, you deserve to be happy. Like, okay, dude, let's chill for a second. But let's stop being cynical for a minute here. Let's stop being so hardened for a minute and realize that I genuinely think this shit is true, that you do deserve those things. Or at a minimum, you are no less deserving of those things than someone else. And I don't care how freaking famous or good looking or wealthy whoever you're comparing yourself to is. You are just as deserving. I firmly really believe this. And, you know, I wish I had like a formula to like prove to you like X plus Y equals Z here and to show why this is true. And I don't have that. But all I can do here is tell you this and how believing this in your heart and your soul can change how you live for the better. So that's what I'll do. I'll tell you that believing something like this is so completely necessary because in life, you know, yes, sometimes things are unfair. Sometimes luck happens, sometimes random happens, but in general, you get what you deserve and you have to set an expectation in your head and your heart for what you deserve. And I know that you deserve good things, that you deserve happy things, magical things, people, experiences, career. And you just have to believe that in your heart. You have to believe that even if you feel that you don't deserve it, even if you feel like you're a bad person for some reason, or that you deserve to be sad, or you deserve to be lonely. Like, I get that temptation. I get that temptation is real. But I'm telling you that if you can take a step back and say to yourself, I deserve more, and then repeat that in your head as often as you can, you'll come to realize what I have. That the moment you step into that truth, the more then you'll attract those things in your life. The moment you put that truth out into the world is the moment you then allow yourself to see the reality that shows you that you are completely correct in knowing that you do deserve more. And I'm so serious about this, that the moment you say that out loud, that I deserve more, and you believe it, that is the moment where you'll then find the courage to go out and live that. Like, believing this, reminding yourself of this, literally gives you the courage to live this truth, to go out and receive then the things that you do deserve. It does. It's just a simple reminder like this. That's what it does. And in my life, I can look in so many respects back, and literally it's kind of like a before and after of what happens when you live this truth that you are deserving. It's like a weight loss before and after. Before, recognizing that you deserve more, and after, recognizing that you deserve more. Like in my life, for example, the before, I remember working my second job in Chicago and making no money, working like 80 hours a week and seeing other people being super successful and just being like, well, yeah, you know, he's making 300 grand because he's super smart and he's a hustler, like he deserves it. Or I remember looking at other people's relationships and being like, well, yeah, you know, they're perfect for each other. What they have is perfect. They deserve each other because, you know, they're good people. It's just, that's love. They have it. They deserve it. I remember seeing people that I knew or people that I followed, like traveling the world, seeing and experiencing so much, so many cool places and being like, well, yeah, you know, they deserve it because, you know, they're successful or attractive or funny or whatever. Like they just have it. I remember seeing someone who was super confident in himself, like everyone liked him, and being like, well, yeah, you know, he's charming AF. You know, he carries himself so well. He's always been that way. Like, he deserves to live a life that's filled with confidence. All those things. Like, that's the before mindset. Those people deserve great things because of the way they are. They deserve great things. They deserve more. They deserve better. They deserve to be happy. And me, I don't know. I'll take what I can get. Like, that was the mentality. But then the after, that's when things really changed. And I don't remember the exact moment for me, but it was like sometime in 2014, I was like, you know what? You know, like, fuck this. Where am I in this equation? Where is my happiness and reward and love and all that? Like, I had a pretty good idea of who I was. I knew I was, you know, smart, capable, stubborn. I knew that there wasn't anything I couldn't at least work towards. So then, like, why did I assume that I was any less deserving of more, of better? Just because I wasn't super successful or the hottest dude on the block or the most confident or owned nice things or a fast car or whatever? Like, why did I assume this? And it was with that question, asking myself that question, forcing myself to answer that question, that I came to this conclusion that I am deserving of more. I am. And again, here, I know I'm just telling you to realize this. I'm telling you to remember something, but I'm hoping that by doing this, you'll come to react in the same way that I did. I told myself, I am deserving of more. I deserve great things. I deserve to be happy and driven and successful. And that is what led to a series of huge moments in my life. It led to a series of actions of me being bold and making decisions. Decisions that, again, I wouldn't have made unless I firmly believed that I deserved more. I quit my job. I quit two jobs, in fact. I kind of hustled my way into a third one that put me in an entirely different league of success. I stopped being such a pussy, for lack of a better word, when it came to relationships. I broke off a really bad relationship for me and just started genuinely communicating and looking for something real, you know, like no more fuckboying. I started to travel. I realized that, man, you know, there's literally nothing holding me back from planning, saving, and traveling if I wanted to, if I deserved to have those experiences. And I did believe I deserved them. So I traveled a ton over the past 5 years. China, Europe, Paris, Amsterdam, London, Japan, LA, Miami. Travel all the time. And confidence, and if you listen to the podcast, you know where I stand on that. But that confidence, you know, isn't something you're born with. You know, I was like, oh, I wasn't born with this, so I'm not worthy of it. But I worked towards it. And here I am today as confident as I ever have been. Like those things, those realizations, and then those subsequent events all came about because I said, you know, fuck it. I am deserving of more. And I said that again and again and again. And then, you know, I doubted it again and again and again. And I just continued to repeat it, to breathe it until it became part of who I was, until I firmly, firmly believed it. That it wasn't just a mantra, something to say, but something that I believed, that I am just as deserving of being happy as anyone else. Not more, not a greed thing, but like a level set that I am deserving. And that's all I want to tell you, that you are deserving. And I don't know you. I don't know anything about you. I don't know your past. I don't know what you've done in life. I don't know what you haven't done in life. I don't know anything about the good karma or the bad karma you've accrued, any of the times that you've messed up, any of the bad things that you've done, any of the times you've let yourself down or other people down. I don't know any of that. And frankly, not to sound like a jerk, but I don't care. I don't need to know that, because I genuinely believe that regardless of anything like that, anything about you, anything about your past, that you deserve more. You deserve more. And I believe that because in life, there can be a lot of darkness for each of us, sometimes at random, sometimes because of the things we did, sometimes because of the things we didn't do. That's life. But I know in my heart, I know from experience that there's always light after darkness. And I believe that there is more light than darkness in life. So much more. And because of that, you as a person, as a human, as someone who is looking to make sense of your life, to have a life that both calms and ignites your heart and your soul, I know that there is more light than darkness in your future. And that is why I think you deserve more. That is why I think you are worthy of more, because there's light out there in the world waiting for you. Even if it seems dark now, there is light ahead of you. And I think the best way to make that a reality is to really firmly believe that you deserve more. You deserve to feel love. You deserve to feel confident. You deserve to feel capable. You know, you deserve to smile, to accomplish, to travel, to be loved, to laugh, to experience, to find perspective. You deserve all those things: happiness, perspective, magic, joy, love. Again, not because you're any smarter or better looking or funnier or more of a hustler or anything like that. Those traits don't make you more worthy. They don't make someone else more worthy. Yeah, you know, they might help you get those things in the long run, but they don't mean you deserve those things any more than someone who isn't banging 10, making six figures, or hilarious. Nah, you deserve all those things: happiness, perspective, magic, joy, love, because I personally, this is my opinion, I believe in the power of potential in every single person. And that means you, you, seriously, you. Like, I believe in your potential just as strongly as I believe in my own potential. I believe in you, and I believe that you are deserving, because in you lies a completely 100% unique combination of perspective, of things you've seen, of things you've experienced, lived, said, tasted, smelled, done. And that is entirely unique to you. You know, inside of you is a unique mix of light and dark and good and bad and happiness and pain and regret and happiness and guilt and celebration, everything, balance. And that mix makes you so incredibly unique. And I think that uniqueness in every single person has a purpose. It has potential. That unique perspective, and even though you might be saying, well, yeah, it's unique because it sucks. It's unique because I failed. It's powerful. It does not matter. It's powerful. It's filled with potential. And I think you have this. I think every single person has this, no matter where you are in life. And I think that unique combination of all things you, it wants to emerge in the world. It wants to shine. It wants to grow and come to be seen, to make noise, to make impact. And that is potential. And I think every single person has that. And because of that, you are worthy. You are just as worthy as anyone else. And each one of us is worthy of letting that potential shine, of deserving more, deserving better. You know, you deserve more. And I promise you that the second you truly believe this, that you will approach life differently. You'll start to make different decisions. You'll start acting differently. You'll surround yourself with different people. And you'll start doing that because you know you are worthy. And when you know that deep down, you start to live with a sense of urgency. It's an urgency that inspires you to live today for what you want today. Because unlike before, where you assumed you didn't deserve more, now you know. And you know it's out there waiting for you, and you're impatient and you want it. And that's powerful. And that's my message for you. I think it's simple, right? I'm trying to keep it simple. That the more you remind yourself of this truth, the more you repeat it to yourself, that I deserve more, I deserve more, the harder it becomes for you to ignore that. And eventually, if you repeat that enough and believe it enough, it'll become impossible to ignore. And that's when the magic happens. When you firmly believe that you deserve more, it becomes impossible to ignore. And with that comes just an incredible amount of freedom and change in your life. Just trust me on that. So I just say, repeat after me. I deserve more. I deserve more. And you could define what more for you in that scenario means. But knowing this truth will set you free, that you deserve. And I can't wait for you to realize this and start living your life according to it. I can't wait for you to realize that when you have faith and hope and optimism that you do deserve more, that you'll easily, so much more easily, come to find the courage to live that truth, because it'll be impossible for you to ignore that potential anymore. So that's my message for you. I hope you enjoyed this. I want to keep it super simple. If you did, I'd love if you'd share this episode with someone. Tell them to listen. Tell them to subscribe. Tell them that you believe in them and their potential, that they should stand up tall and smile, knowing that they deserve all the happiness, all the love, all the fulfillment in their life. And if you're listening, make sure you're subscribed as well. That way you get these episodes in your queue, in your inbox, as soon as they're released every Monday, every Thursday. Also, be sure to follow me on Instagram @case.kenny. Let me know what you're thinking. And until next episode, I'm out.